Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Call the show.
I almost pooped my pants this morning, and I really don't dislike, Tiny Tim.
402-466-3776.
I should say up front, I kind of hate your radio show.
How often do you listen?
I don't know, probably like four times a week.
Now, back to the show.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean.
Welcome back to Greg and Hooks. Did you see, Hooksy, you brought this up. Mitch Sherman, who was at ESPN, is leaving ESPN and he's going to cover Nebraska sports for The Athletic. So, that doesn't surprise me. Also, it tells you when Nebraska goes out, you hire Scott Frost, who is top 10 highest paid coach, one of the bright young, coaches. Oh, you got Schaefer? 10 minutes? All right, let's do it. Let's bring him on. But that's why that happens, that kind of stuff. Schaefer, what up, buddy?
Hey, sorry. I had to duck out here so I could be outside and talk more freely.
Oh, that's okay, dude. How's practice going?
Well, it's not open. It's just we're all over here waiting for them to finish up. So I assume they've already won two and they might be going for a third.
Nice. And have they brought the Heisman Trophy down for Martinez yet, or are they waiting on that process?
No, but he is going to win the Bronco Nagurski Trophy for some reason. I'm not entirely sure why. I know that goes to the best defensive player in the country, but I think that he just made a ton of tackles on special teams this year, and they decided to give it to him.
I think the best defense is a good offense, right?
Yeah,
is
absolutely.
That something like that?
Everybody said a Martinez should have been safety, so this is the one.
There you go. All right, let's start with here. I know you're down at football practice, but I want to ask you about the basketball team. Season comes to an end yesterday. You're a big Nebraska fan, so as you kind of look at a season that ultimately was disappointing but had a bit of a high note over the last couple weeks, what are your thoughts on that? And then also, when do you think Tim Miles, a decision is made on him?
I mean, I think the decision is going to be announced at some point today, one way or the other. I mean, I think I know, and I think everyone sort of feels the same way where this is going to go, but we've been surprised in the past. I don't think you can delay it too much longer than that. I mean, we've reached the conclusion. So the obvious thing to me is that you go ahead and announce the decision. They did it on Saturday after Mike Riley. I think they'll do it today after Tim Miles' season finished. And, they had a nice stretch here from the end of February, or I guess the beginning of March on to the last night. They finally ran out of gas. Roby's foul trouble ultimately caught up with him. The injuries caught up with him. It was a nice stretch. It was a good way for, I think, Nebraska and ultimately Tim Miles to go out. But just like with other things, it came up a little bit short.
Hey, Schaefer, when you look back with the Miles era and things like that, if it does happen, which it hasn't yet, what are you going to remember Coach Miles by?
I mean, I think that he was the kind of coach that Nebraska needed at the time of which he came here. I mean, you think about what the fan reaction was around the football program in 2013 and 2012 and all of those things, and you have a guy who's really gregarious and spending time doing every interview and doing every media obligation. I mean, the university really put him in a position where they relied on him a lot, and he kept saying yes, and he kept doing those things. And, I mean, he gave Nebraska basketball fans probably the best season in 20 years, maybe the best two if you count last year, even though they came up short. So I think that, he should be remembered fondly, but ultimately, tough decisions get made, and this is unfortunately going to be one of them.
All right, Schaefer, real quick, because all signs point to Fred Hoiberg, are you in favor of that hire?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be the single best move that they could make at this point. It's a coach that there's no question about his track record. He certainly would be the most prolific hire in Nebraska basketball history, and he's got a tremendous skill set, and with creating offense with what they did over at Iowa State. I know he didn't have a ton of success with the Chicago Bulls, but I don't think he was set up to have success there. And I think he's a Midwest guy. He's obviously from Lincoln. He's got the connections here. I'm excited to see if this thing comes to fruition.
Hey, Shafe, I know you're down there at practice today, and I know I've been getting some players that they're going to talk today. Do you know who we're going to talk to and maybe some things we might expect to hear?
I don't remember if it's the defense or the offense today, but I would anticipate a lot of the questions are going to be about Russ coming out of the break and then what they're hoping to accomplish over these next 2 weeks. You only got a finite amount of time that you're going to try to get things done, and you're going to try to get this to look like a well-oiled machine before you put it on display on Saturday in April. And so, Saturday the 13th. So we'll see kind of what they have to say. I want to say that it's defense today. And so if it is, and I believe that it is, then I'm going to be kind of mostly curious to talk to some defensive linemen about where they're at with Coach Tuioti and how that's gone for them in that transition. And then maybe we'll hear from some other linebackers. I don't know if Mo Berry has spoken in a couple weeks since it has started, so he would be someone of note today as well.
Shafe, we got the spring game coming up here. Any notable players you can think of that will be coming in you could kind of give us a heads up on that we should be looking forward to seeing here for the spring game?
Well, I think you'll see Xavier Watts back. He's a wide receiver out of Omaha, Burke. You got a wide receiver, Muhsin Muhammad. If you remember, his father was a long-time receiver for the Panthers, and then a couple years for the Bears. He's coming in tomorrow, actually. There's a linebacker, Quandarius, I believe, Richardson. Sorry, it's hard to remember all these names.
No, you're good, buddy. You're doing a great job.
Either Quandarius Richardson or Robinson. He's from Alabama. He's supposed to be coming out this weekend for a visit. He's an elite pass rusher type, the kind of guy that, you know, Alabama and Auburn both want. The fact he's coming to Nebraska really intrigued me. I'm going to be curious to see if there's legit interest there or if it's just the opportunity to take the visit. But, you know, it's on his own dime. It's an unofficial visit, so it's not like he'd be just wasting time doing that and wasting money. So we'll see. But those are the three, the big ones, off the top of my head. I think more, we're going to hear about more over the course of time. Nash Huttmacher is going to take an official visit on April 6th. He's a defensive lineman from South Dakota.
Anybody got a guess how many receptions in his career Muhsin Muhammad had?
Hooks. I know he had 62 touchdowns and 11,000 yards. I do not know how many receptions.
860 career receptions, guys. Yeah.
He had a 14-year career.
He was awesome.
Wow.
No, Muhsin playing fantasy. That was like right when I got into fantasy football.
Did not know
that 102 catch season he had, 1,100 yards. Oh, yeah. Muhsin Muhammad is a hell of a player. I hope we get his kid.
Well, he's a four-star wide receiver, and as you know, and we've discussed on this show, that's a position of interest.
That's right. He's got to be a pretty big guy. His dad was a pretty big dude.
6 foot, 180 pounds, I think. So not your big-bodied wide receiver, but certainly a guy that isn't small or slight.
All right, man. Well, hey, thank you for taking a few minutes with us, Shafe. By the way, I look forward to hopefully getting in the old Jimmy Jam with you here in the next few weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, did you go this morning?
I start on this weekend, this upcoming weekend.
Oh, okay.
I'm all in that 10-week
sure
session.
I wasn't sure if this was the in-between week or not. I meant to go this morning, and I totally failed.
That's all right. There's a lot of people telling me to tell you, because they know that we're friends, hello, from the party this weekend.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, buddy.
Hopefully I'll meet you for a 4 a.m. workout sometime next week.
Anytime you want. Hooksy will be there with me, too.
I kind of doubt that.
Oh, God. I like that.
He doesn't believe in you.
I like it.
Wow. Wait till Hooks is winning that $1,000.
I like the reverse psychology.
He's going to be on the phone with, 1-800-BETCH-OFF at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, he's not a quitter.
I'm not a quitter. We don't quit.
No. Although he will be setting up his bets for the day while he's probably punching the bag. So
okay.
That'll be it. All right, Shafe.
I apologize for offending his honor, I guess.
I like the motivation.
Are you kidding? I don't really apologize for anything.
No,
yeah, that's true.
No,
come on, Shafe.
Just be you.
Stay on brand, bro. You're good.
All right, gentlemen.
Thanks, Shafe. Appreciate Shafe. Good stuff from Mike Schaefer. So that's good little bit there. I am. He gave us, because we were really quick on time with Shafe, so we didn't really get to dive into any of this stuff. It's weird because there's a weird holding pattern. Like, I want to talk about, I really want to start talking about Fred Hoiberg, why he makes sense, what's going on. But also, the question, Hooks, I'm going to say this. I was talking to a few people this weekend, and the question that we had 2 months ago about Fred Hoiberg before everything changed, and he said, hey, I want to coach. Hey, I don't mind recruiting, all that kind of stuff, right? When he said he wants to go back to college. To me, the thing that's going to make or break this hire from jump is going to be, who does he bring in as his assistant coaches on that basketball team? Who do they have attached to them so he can get some big time? Yep. Remember, it's college basketball. Freshmen can come in and ball out real quick, right?
Yeah.
So you can get going. Also, does he have anybody in his back pocket, like a transfer, that kind of thing with some of these coaches as well? That's what we're going to be looking for with Fred Hoiberg. And I know Shafe said it's the biggest hire in basketball program history. I agree with that.
It's pivotal right now.
Dude, so whatever, pivotal. Like, the excitement level, by the way, when Tim Miles got here wasn't huge because a lot of people, while he was celebrated nationally by all the national guys, local people were, I don't know what we were wanting, but it wasn't necessarily Tim. They wanted the dude. There was a guy.
Isn't it John Gross from Illinois?
Yeah, Gross. That's the guy that
John Gross,
wanted.
Illinois.
A lot of people wanted Gross. But I'm excited to talk about this because I think there's some really big key things. There's a lot of positive. And this is, I was saying as we were going to the segment, Mitch Sherman deciding to leave and go to The Athletic to write just about Nebraska and leaving ESPN tells you a lot about expectations now that you'll have top 10 highest paid football coach in Scott Frost, top 6 highest paid basketball coach in Fred Hoiberg, who's a national name and a big brand. Like, there's a lot of things moving with Nebraska sports.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really
there's cool. a lot. Again, this is you go back to the big hire. This is the one time where you can like go, okay, Nebraska basketball in the last 7 has been put on a platform, right, with expectations, with arena, all this stuff. This is where you decide what kind of program that you want to be going forward.
Yep.
That's how pivotal this decision is going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be big. All right, we will take a really quick break. When we come back, speaking of big time, Watson and Palmer were big time in Nebraska.
They were. Absolutely.
I'd like to chat a little bit about those guys and kind of because the stats behind Watson and Palmer are phenomenal. They're leaving this place as leaders in a few different categories, some career, some individual seasons. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. Take your phone calls, 402-466-3776. We'll be back after this.